A very pleasant good morning, everybody. As always, great to be back with you. This is the Marlins Rewind. And last night in the nation's capital, Washington, D.C. at Nationals Park, 3-4 between the Marlins and the Nationals this week. A matchup last night that featured a pair of left-handers in Adam Conley and Gio Gonzalez. With the recap, as always, here's Glenn Geffner.
Well, the Marlins take one on the chin in Washington tonight. They get thumped by the Nats. 10-1 the final. The Nats with 14 hits. A huge night for Ryan Zimmerman. Strong start from Gio Gonzalez, and the Marlins never had much of a shot in this ballgame. Adam Conley started for Miami, Gio Gonzalez for the Nats. We were scoreless into the second when, leading things off, Ryan Zimmerman gave the Nats a lead they would not relinquish.
Hit 31 in his career against the Marlins, the most he's hit against any team. And he drives a ball hard to left field, and it is gone. A line drive home run for Ryan Zimmerman. And it's 1-0 Nationals on the Zimmerman home run.
Well, Zimmerman had been 0 for his last 19 against the Marlins. He'd been 2 for his last 27 overall. We will hear from him a lot more before we're done here tonight. That Zimmerman home run gave him his 906th career run batted in, which moves him past Tim Wallach into first place all time on the Expos Nationals franchise RBI list. That's our move of the game, brought to you by Greek Moving and Storage, the official movers of the Marlins. Make your next move the best move ever with Greek Moving and Storage. Learn more at GreekMoving.com. Leading 1-0, the Nats struck for two more in the third, a leadoff double by Brian Goodwin. He took third base on a sack butt from Adrian Sanchez, and Bryce Harper brought him home. Harper lines one out toward left field. Ozuna comes on, plays on a bounce base hit, racing home Goodwin. Ozuna's throw coming home won't be in time up the first base line. For Harper, a run-scoring single. Another RBI, his 12th of the year against the Marlins, and it's 2-0 Nationals. Bryce Harper, more RBIs against the Marlins this year than anybody in baseball. More RBIs against the Marlins since he debuted in 2012 than anybody in baseball. So he was at first after the one-out RBI single, but he wasn't there for long. Next up, Zimmerman again. 2-2 to Zimmerman. Is a line drive right center down for a hit. Ichiro racing into the gap to try to cut it off. He does just before the warning track. Coming around third, being waved toward the plate. Harper, the relay throw won't be made. Rojas held on to the ball. It's an RBI double for Zimmerman. And it's 3-0 Washington in the third. Marlins got on the scoreboard in their half of the fourth inning. Leadoff single by JT Realmuto. He was erased on Derek Dietrich, fielder's choice. Dietrich took second on a single by Tyler Moore. Two on, one out for Ichiro. 1-1 pitch is lined out toward left center. Down for a base hit for Ichiro. Coming around third, Dietrich. He's going to score. The Marlins are on the board. Ichiro with his 11th RBI of the season. It's a 3-1 game. Ichiro tonight making just his 17th start of the year. Tonight marked just the second time all year he had started back-to-back games. Did it May 23rd, May 24th in Oakland. Tonight he came up with three hits. He had three of the Marlins' eight hits, had their only RBI with that single in the fourth inning. Made it a 3-1 game, but it was all Nats from that point on. In the fifth, with one out, Bryce Harper, a bunt single, took second in a wild pitch. He was in scoring position for that guy, again, Ryan Zimmerman.
Here's the 1-1 pitch, and here's a ground ball base hit up the middle for Zimmerman. His third hit and his third RBI. It's 4-1 Nationals. Harper with a bunt single takes second on a wild pitch and scores on Zimmerman's third straight hit.
Well, three batters later, Zimmerman would score on a double by Howie Kendrick. It was 5-1 Nats. They broke it open against Hunter Cervenka and Javi Guerra, making his Marlins debut in the sixth inning. Conley done after five. Five runs, 11 hits. He walked three, struck out four, allowed a homer, threw a wild pitch. 94 pitches, 68 strikes. It was an ugly sixth for Cervenka and Guerra. The Nats sent nine men to the plate. They scored three runs on only one hit in the inning. There were four walks. There was a wild pitch. There was hit batsman. Bryce Harper, a sack fly. Howie Kendrick, a two-run single. He had three hits, drove in three in the game. And at the end of that sixth inning, the Nats had opened up an 8-1 lead. For good measure, in the seventh, with a man on facing Javi Guerra, Ryan Zimmerman did it again. Another 3-2. Fly ball well hit, deep to right, back toward the corner. Stanton onto the track, at the wall, home run. At the end of a long at bat, Ryan Zimmerman launches one into the Nationals bullpen. A two-run shot, and it's 10-1 Nats. It was an 11-pitched bat. It culminated in the Zimmerman home run, his second of the game, his 26th of the season. And the Nats had a 10-1 lead. 10-1 the final. Gio Gonzalez worked the first seven, allowed a run on seven hits, didn't walk anybody, struck out six, hit a man, 103 pitches, 69 strikes. Nationals pitchers didn't walk anybody all night tonight. Marlins pitchers walked seven, hit a man, threw a couple of wild pitches. Nats win it 10-1. For the Nationals, 10 runs, 14 hits, no errors, 10 left. For Miami, one run, eight hits, no errors. The Marlins leave eight. Gio Gonzalez, the winner, 10-5. Adam Conley, the loser, 4-5. Time of the game, 3 hours, 2 minutes, in front of 25,951 here in D.C. The Nationals improved to 67-45 on the season. They are again a season best 22 games over 500, and they are again a season best 14 games up in the National League East. The Marlins, meanwhile, fall to 2-4 in their current road trip, 1-2, with one more to play here in Washington. Marlins dropped to 53-59 overall, now 26-31 on the road.
Nationals all over the Marlins, 10-1 in Game 3 last night. Game 4 comes your way this evening at 7:05. Fish Family members, if you're joining us this morning and you're looking for your Fish Family bonus code, and you missed it last night, that bonus code is EXPOS, E-X-P-O-S. EXPOS is the Fish Family bonus code this morning. Last of four between these two comes your way tonight at 7:05. It's a matchup that features Dan Straley and Tanner Roark. We'll be on the air at 6:35 with Marlins on Deck, presented by GEICO. And as always, we hope you'll find some time to join us along the Miami Marlins Radio Network.